Okay, so a popular request, or at least two of you, and hopefully this helps others too. I thought I would begin the meditation with a little bit of mudita practice. And like most meditations, I'm sort of making it up on the spot, so we'll see what happens. Somehow, with the guided meditation, it has to be spontaneous and connected to everyone here. Hopefully, it's connected. But I usually just speak from my own kind of reflection as it's happening. So let's see where it goes. I will probably only guide it for the first 20 minutes or so that you do have time to let it take you in whichever direction feels most natural. In other words, however it develops, it is allowed to unfold in that natural way. So if anything doesn't make sense or doesn't resonate, just leave the words aside and continue to be present, to be kind, and to be always patient. And I think Ajahn might have mentioned the aspect of patience that I really love this morning, which is being patient in the moment, waiting in the moment, not waiting in the future. So not waiting for something to happen, but waiting with what is there right now. That means really being a wonderful, kind, and patient companion with the moment itself. So, and from there, the whole process unfolds in its own time and not according to our schedule. What a shame that we can't come on a retreat for 6 days and it's like, yay, I got 6 days. Okay, mine 6 days. This is what I want to get out of it. But that doesn't work. So every step we take, however, is a step inward, is a step closer to peace. So let's begin when you're comfortable. And you can stretch a little bit first. I hope you're getting enough movement, actually, because sometimes on retreat, we don't remember to take our bodies on walks and do a bit of stretching. And that can help to energize the mind. So do a little bit of stretching, maybe a little bit of shaking, just to allow your body to settle and feel relaxed. Sometimes it's nice to roll the shoulders a bit, maybe stretch the neck a bit, move your head side to side, forward and back, and find a really comfortable resting place for your head so it feels weightless, supported by your spine. And you can even do the same with your waist, your hips. You can roll a little bit, rock back and forth, make little circles until you find a nice balanced central point where the body naturally becomes still. And then adjust your buttocks if there's anything pressing, squeezing, unbalanced, unevenly distributed weight, or a cushion that's just not quite in the right place. So just take your time. Noticing how you've crossed your legs or how your feet are placed under the knees to make sure your knees and all the limbs, the ankles, the toes, to make sure they feel free, unburdened, unpressed, or constrained. Gently bringing your awareness to a sense of the whole body sitting or lying. And just establishing those three beautiful aspects of practice, the mindfulness, the kindness, together, kindfulness. And a sense of having all the time in the world, the timeless present, where you can allow the past to fade of any concept that you drag from the past around your meditation so far, your identity in the world, pleasing others, all of that comes from the past. Has no place in this present moment. It's just baggage, clutter, unnecessarily weighing on the mind. And similarly, setting down any notions of the future. Mere fantasy, mere projection, conjecture. A future that actually never arrives. Simply one present moment giving rise to another present moment. You don't need to move anywhere. Just this moment. It's all we need to care for, all we need to stay with right now. So easy in the present. So easy to be kind. No comparison with previous present moments or present moments yet to come or anybody else's present moment. This moment is yours. It's come to visit you. And your job is just to be a temporary custodian. Watching the present. Being kind. So if you wish to join me by beginning this meditation with some reflections on joy, sympathetic joy, the happiness that rejoices with other people's success, then I'd like you to bring to mind a person who currently is experiencing some satisfaction or success in their life in an ordinary worldly way. Perhaps some success in their work or relationship. Perhaps a sense of psychological ease, physical health. Something that maybe you are not jealous of at all. Maybe it's not what you'd wish for yourself, but it makes this person happy. Bring that person's happiness to mind. as if you were keeping them company on a day that they were particularly bright. Feeling good about their lives. Joy feels contagious. You start to notice that joy grow inside your own body and mind. As you reflect on the happiness this person experiences in their life right now. Not trying to force a false sense of happiness, but just allowing yourself to connect with somebody else as well, who's at ease, who's experiencing some kind of success. Perhaps who has some special qualities that you really admire. They're kind, they're brave, honest, sincere. Maybe noticing how these qualities affect other people, how it brings more happiness and goodness into the world at large, the world around this person. Their family, their friends. And maybe those who benefit from their lifestyle, their work. Reflecting on how their happiness spreads. It doesn't take anything away from anybody else, but rather enriches the world. Smiling with this person, bidding them farewell. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone who has experienced some spiritual success, some peace, maybe bliss, maybe experiences that you yet to have, maybe this person is known to you, a teacher, a spiritual friend, or someone in this group has experienced some profound light or bliss inside their mind. And imagine sharing their joy, being happy with and for them as they deepen their spiritual path. Imagining how they feel when the mind settles, quietens, energizes and fills with bliss. Perhaps imagining it as though it were happening to someone you really love. Imagining their mind full of joy, full of bliss. And rejoicing wholeheartedly with them. As if that joy were your own. Imagining peace of watching the thoughts subside. Watching the breathing quieten and turn to bliss. And brightness inside. Wishing that their happiness, their freedom, continues to increase beyond measure, beyond what they may feel is possible for them. May they experience the deepest possible peace. And the insights following that. Imagine this. And wish it wholeheartedly for them. Noticing if your heart resonates with some of that joy. Tunes up with those feelings of contentment. Until you realize that joy, that bliss, that peace belongs to no one. It just is. Imagine that's possible for you. That's for all beings. Just as the Buddha promised. Imagine how it feels to be fully content, fully free. Completely content in this moment without wanting anything more in this world. Imagining what an incredible place it would be, an incredible world we would live in if everyone were fully at peace. If all beings increase in peace and freedom. May my happiness be theirs and their happiness be mine. May all beings benefit from our practice together, our practice and our experience that belongs to no one, but can be universally shared. Just allowing the mind to continue to quieten and connect with peace. Peace, contentment, and bliss. Always staying present and caring for whatever arises in the mind. We must be coming close to the end of the meditation. If you wish, I'd like to invite you to bring to mind something in you that you can rejoice in, some beautiful quality, some peace that you've had in the meditation. Your kindness, your patience, your mudita for others' happiness. Or something someone else sees in you, someone you trust. Allow yourself to rejoice in your own goodness. With the wish, may my peace and freedom keep growing. May I develop in compassion and wisdom in a way that truly benefits myself and all beings. May my practice, the energies of my life, go for the good of others. May I dedicate any peace, any happiness in my practice so far, in my practice to come. May I dedicate that to the well-being, to the safety, to the happiness of all living beings, wherever they are. I won't ring the bell, but allow you to continue as long as you wish. Shimmering the energies of your life, giving everything away. For the good of others, including yourself. When you wish, you can take a break. Out gently and slowly, despite the noise. And have a little break. We'll meet again at 4.